Mobile. Where's that LK Mobile? Good evening.
Again, Shane. How are things now? I guess you're off the clock, so it should be better than earlier. Not that earlier was bad.
Better when you're on your way home. I'd rather be home, but I'm on the way. I'm doing good. I heard somebody say mobile. I didn't catch the call, but I got you now. It's David. How was class?
This was good. It should be an interesting semester. This evening's class was focused more on the legal side of the digital forensics subject. So it was interesting, and there should be more interesting as the course goes. Lots of labs, so looking forward to it.
And tell me what digital forensics consists of. Based on the wording, I kind of have an idea, but I could be thinking the wrong way.
It's mostly about, forensics or computer forensics. So gathering evidence and analyzing and presenting evidence in a court of law.
Very good. And you said earlier you were getting your master's, and I missed what it was in. I'm not sure what happened, a little interference or something, so tell me that again.
The focus area is informatics. So informatics is basically, it's the fancy collegiate term for information technology.
Mathematics earlier, it was the info that I missed. Okay, that makes sense now. All right, very good. I mean, that's the way of the world. Everything's digital, so are you planning on using this in the future, like for a future employment somewhere? Or is this something you're already doing and you're just taking more classes?
It's something I'm already doing. I'm the IT manager at the airport, at GSP Airport. So I work for the airport district. So I'm already in the field. And one benefit that they provide is educational reimbursement. So I'm trying to time it right, and I'm doing a pretty good job of just taking one course per semester, which equates to what they will reimburse me. So when it's all said and done, it shouldn't cost me anything.
I remember now hearing you say something about working at the airport before in another conversation where I was behind the scenes with the radio on, but I didn't remember that was you until you just said that. So, well, that's good. And, well, that airport's really grown over the years. I was just thinking back, our church, when I was a kid, we would go watch missionaries take off, you know, go back to the field or whatever. And I remember the plane would pull right up to the little walkway there. It was an overhang you could walk out under, and we'd stand there on a little, you know, behind a 4-foot brick wall and wave goodbye, and they'd watch them climb up on the steps, and the plane would turn around, and you get blasted by the engines as they were pulling away.
It has certainly grown since then, and has even grown since I started working there. I started working there in 2017, and my commute into the office has changed drastically, and it's only really changed just because of things that have changed there on the airport grounds. And that 4-foot wall that you mentioned, I think, is probably still there. The old airport terminal is still there. It's basically the existing airport terminal is a building on top of a building. So that space that you're recalling, I think, is still very present.
Surprised me, because I felt like as it was being added on to or whatever, the basic layout stayed the same. You just had to go upstairs now. Even when my kids were little, in the 90s, you know, we if we go to the airport for family members, either her mom to drop her off or something, we could go out there in that little area outside there and watch the planes from behind. You know, they had the bushes and the fencing and stuff, but it was a nice outside area to go watch. And I was kind of sad when they closed all that down.
Yeah, a lot's changed since the 90s with regard to airport operations, as I'm sure you well know. But they still have an airside garden, and you can still kind of go out into the airside garden and see planes take off. They're one of the few airports that have that option, an airside garden, that is.
I realize that. I've flown out of there a few times in the past few years, but or picked people up. But you know, you can't even go upstairs now, really, unless you're flying. You used to be able to go out and go upstairs and hang out with passengers until it was their time to board. But yeah, I understand why things have, like anything. I hate to see it go that way, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, it's certainly different. But it's an exciting place to work. It's never a dull moment, always something different. But I'm on the road now coming through Duncan, so hopefully I'm still making it into the repeater okay.
Or is that okay? Oh, yeah, you're doing fine, David. It's perfectly clear. And I have been out there with my company, UPS. We used to be on one end. We'd pick up trailers, meet the airplane on the, I guess if you're facing the airport from the interstate, on the far left side, but they moved all that over to the far right side now.
Exactly where you're talking about, the new UPS building there, up next to 101. Being in the IT department, it seems like there's no part of that campus that I don't at some point or other frequent, and I've seen the UPS planes come in and been up in that area when the plane comes in, and the ramp agents will unload it. It's quite an interesting event, because it seems like it doesn't take them no time to get it emptied out and loaded onto trucks there, and away the packages go.
A few loads from there. I've done more down at the Columbia Airport, actually. I ran a route there. I go down there every night, and they want us there early. They didn't care if we sat there for a couple hours. They would rather us be early than the plane have to wait on us getting there. So I would always get there. I had a start time, and I would end up arriving there probably 2 to 2.5 hours before the plane was scheduled to land. So usually take a little nap as best as I could in the truck. And then at a certain point, they'd open the gate, and we'd all drive in and back up, and then the plane would usually show up pretty soon after that.
You mentioned that. I recall seeing that the trucks were just kind of lined up and staged, and then the plane comes in, and they offload the cargo and onto the trucks. Yeah, UPS, I had talked to you earlier about my wife's uncle, so his son-in-law works for UPS. In Atlanta, and you know, UPS, they run quite the efficient operation, it seems like.
How many packages we process every day, and the majority of them get there in reasonably good shape. Do you know which building in Atlanta? I know we've got one there at Pleasantdale Road, exit 96. I've been there many times, and then we've got our Smart Hub over at Fulton, right next to the Fulton County Airport. Been there many times. I just went there Sunday. And then we've got actually one of our older buildings, which they still use for some things. It's on the other side of 20 on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, right off of there. But I think there's one or two more on the south side of Atlanta, or southeast side. I've never been to those.
WB4ZPH. Yeah, I wish I could tell you exactly where he was working, but I don't know exactly. I know he works more on the corporate side, and he lives in Cumming, Georgia, and I think sometimes he commutes into the office. But I feel like I've heard him say before he's ridden the train into Atlanta, or at least there near the airport somewhere.
And four, is that okay? I think they've got some corporate offices in downtown Atlanta, but also that smart hub has got some pretty good offices over there, pretty big offices. It wouldn't surprise me, though, if actually corporate, because that's where we're located. I think they would have probably a pretty big presence in downtown Atlanta.
For UPS, for some years, he used to live in Lake City, Florida. And while living there, he worked third shift and helped to load packages. And then he got, I guess, a promotion or got the job of driving the delivery trucks. And then he moved sort of into more of a corporate supportive function.
To be promotions were open to anybody, but management, you had to be a driver for at least a year before they would promote you into management. Unless, now, upper echelon, you know, CEO and all that, not necessarily. However, some of our past CEOs did start out as part-time, you know, work when they were young and worked their way up. But one of the conditions, if you were going to become a supervisor or move into, you know, middle management, you had to have been a driver for at least a year. But they did away with that. Now they just hire them fresh out of college, and they might make them drive for a couple of weeks just to kind of get the hang of it, but that's about it.
Now that you mention that, I feel like he followed that progression that you're mentioning, because I think he drove the deliveries for probably a year or two and then got sort of a supervisor role and then moved into the corporate sort of role. But he's worked for UPS for quite some years and speaks highly of UPS. And he will point out certain things and, you know, kind of the insider pieces of knowledge that you might only know working for an organization. I know we met them in New York on vacation one time, and he pointed out a facility there in New York and mentioned or told us that, you know, the trucks actually drive up through the building. It was some big distributive building, but the trucks actually drive in and up through the building to get the packages and then back out. So that was pretty neat.
Surprised me, because even in our little building, some of them are parked inside. But I can imagine there, with the real estate as limited as it is, they would probably be almost like a parking garage type, where you're going in and going up different levels to get, you know, loaded in the process and stacked. I talked to a guy who was in management in New York City. He was down helping out. Just sometimes when you know, you get snowstorms in areas, they'll send management from different locations. But he was telling me that they pay, in New York City, they pay people part-time. Their only job is to get up in the morning early, drive down to, some building downtown and find a parking spot near the building and park there. And they have to get there early to make sure they get the spot. And then when the UPS driver shows up to deliver that building, they move out of the parking spot and go home, and the UPS driver backs into it, and that UPS driver stays in that spot all day. So there might be two or three of those delivery drivers in the same building. One guy will get the first 30 floors, another guy will get the next 30 floors, and it'd take them all day just to do that.
Yeah, it really doesn't surprise me. The first time we went to New York City was in 2018 for my wife's birthday, and just she and I went, and we went in November leading up to Christmas. It was a good time, I think, to visit New York City, because everything was Christmas themed. But as we were there and traveling around in the city, I couldn't help but notice what I assumed were the most likely or most prevalent employers in the city were New York Police Department, because there was a police car on every street, USPS, because there was a postal car on every street, and UPS, because there was a UPS truck on every street. It seemed like every street had at least those vehicles on them.
Is that okay? I'm sure there's a big presence. And you know, if you ever watch any movies, just about every movie that's filmed in a big city, I notice it. I don't know if any other people do, but I'll notice a UPS truck drive by in the background somewhere.
You have a similar mentality that I guess he's kind of my cousin-in-law has, you know, because he will point out a UPS truck. Seems like it doesn't matter where we're at, so long as he's with us, he'll say, oh, yeah, UPS. And so we kind of picked that up from him. When we were in Italy in 2014, we happened to see a UPS truck there in Rome. And so I snapped a picture of it and sent it to him, and he thought that was interesting.
To notice them when you've been there that long, that's for sure. It reminds me, years ago, we bought a particular model of car, and I rarely, it was a big SUV, but I rarely saw them. I liked them when I heard they were coming out and read a little bit about them, but, it'd go for months without seeing one, and then we bought one, and they were everywhere. It was amazing how many there were on the road.
See what you mean. It's an interesting effect on your mind, isn't it? It seems like any time that someone I know buys a particular vehicle, or if I buy a vehicle, it's like they're just everywhere after having some awareness of them.
I have the idea that I'm going to be unique. Not many people drive a vehicle like this. And then all of a sudden you see everybody. Oh, well, David, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I'm not far from home, and the net's going to start up here soon. I think the repeater needs to go into net mode, too. It usually does it about 8:30. I'm not sure if it did it or not. But good to talk to you, and glad you're on your way home from class. Hope you have a good evening. I'm going to try to check into the net, so I'm sure I'll hear you. WB4, is it ZP or ZBH? Zulu Bravo or Zulu Papa? N4ZLK.
Got it. It's Zulu Papa. So, nice to talk with you again, Shane. Thanks for riding along with me. I'm nearly home as well. So we'll hear you on the net here shortly. N4ZLK from WB4ZPH.
4ZLK.
ZLK and 0TR.
Hi, Patrick.
No, I was just sitting here watching an old Gunsmoke and eating some chocolate chip ice cream. I didn't want to interrupt Shane there and that other gentleman, so eventually I turned it down, but I didn't know if Shane had got home yet or not.
Yeah, I was getting home and cleared out with David, but I think David may still be there. W4ZPH.
I'm going to go back to watching my Gunsmoke here and finish it up. Turn on, Bernice. You got the sound. And hope your evening's going good, Patrick, but I'll go ahead and clear with you till the net starts.
You too. Miss Bernice, have a good evening. Good to hear you. And Dave, if you're still listening, good to hear you this afternoon, this evening now. KO4HKX, standing by for the net.
And 0TR, clear for net.